everyone. How are you guys doing tonight? All right, so as introduced by Mr. Duncan, my name is Savannah Worth. I'm a 16-year-old junior at Health Sciences Charter School, and I'll be speaking on the topic, do we live in a time when people who look like me, in comparison to my white brothers and sisters, have an equal opportunity to succeed in America? The obvious answer, especially if you take a look around you and are willing to be honest, the answer is no. But less obvious is how this happened and who is responsible for it. My natural instinct when it comes to this topic, and I like to think about history class and my colorful conversations with friends and family, my natural instinct is to blame white people. That's right. To put them on trial and convict them for the crimes against people who look like me. To, in fact, take it a step further and hand them a giant blank check and have them write down the amount that they owe us. That'll be $1 zillion with a please and a thank you. But would that be right? Would that be fair? Most of all, would that be equal? According to the Center for American Progress, African-American families have the fraction of wealth of white families, leaving them more economically insecure and with far fewer economic mobility. The reason why I believe black people, but most importantly, disenfranchised people are behind with respect to equality is a lack of fairness. And this lack of fairness transcends racial lines. For instance, you can be black and be unfair just as much as you can be white and be unfair. And this lack of fairness is all of our responsibility and not just one group of people. So, I'm not denying that slavery happened. It happened. Wealthy landowning white people made it difficult for black people to be free, to find employment, to feed their families, to buy properties, so they can have something to pass on to the next generation. What I am saying is, at the root of all that is the lack of fairness. When we were kids, we were encouraged to share with our brothers and sisters, to share with our friends, and to even share with our enemies. And so our parents tell us, sharing is caring. Still, I don't know about you guys, but that last part is so hard. In fact, by a show of hands, how many of you have shared something recently? Like your food, your parking space, your favorite shirt, or even your money with someone you know, but especially with your enemy? And be honest, I will not judge you. For the people who did raise their hands, turn to the people who did not raise their hands and tell them you're part of the problem. Did any of you take notice? Did any of you take notice that most of the people who did raise their hands weren't all white? Right. That's because fairness, or the lack thereof, is a moral issue and not a racial one. And since the lack of good morals is the reflection of a collective of failure, the responsibility to erect good morals is all of ours and not just one group of people. The way equality or fairness is not achieved by repaying unfairness with unfairness or making one group of people write a blank check for all the years of cruelty, oppression, and or missed or denied opportunities, even though that would be nice. Martin Luther King Jr. once wrote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." With this being said, you cannot pair a wrong with a wrong. Rather, fairness is achieved to committing to a kind of selflessness, the kind of selflessness that was taught by your parents. So, when you refuse to repay unfairness with unfairness, you encourage people, your enemies included, to reconsider their moral positions, to ask themselves whether their refusal of acknowledgement of their humanities of the fellow citizens in their neighborhood will make their children and the next generations proud. So, the original question is actually not the best question to be asking. Rather, the best questions to be asking is, how can we make things fair for everyone? How can we, taking a lesson from history, improve on our lack of fairness? But most importantly, how can we prevent our minds from falling asleep on the dreams of a much fairer society. Thank you and good night.